Dan.
Hey, what's up?
I thought I'd share something with you quite quickly that I've just read that I found quite inspiring. I'm just changing a couple of things on in my business right now. So it's from a book called, if you want to read the book, called Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson is the person. Sorry, say again.
I know who Russell Brunson is. Yeah.
Russell Brunson, the ClickFunnels guy, right?
Yeah,
sweet. So basically, he talks about the power of like parables and storytelling, etc. So, long story short, there's this quote where they say that people will, you know, buy something that you offer because of the return that they get, but they will stick around because of the relationship that they build with you. And, he says that, you know, to make a lasting impact, you know, all humans, of course, it's told through the vehicle of story. And he just says, you know, what kind of stories are you telling through the actual messages that you communicate to your audience? So I thought about that, and I thought that with Pearl Lemon, what's not there and what's true of, I think, 100%, but certainly 95% of marketing agency websites that I've seen, is that there's no real emotional story attached to the founder story as to why they do what they do. Any About Us page, which, as you know, statistically is one of the most visited pages on any company website, any website, is typically just a load of accolades and founding year of the company and nothing else. There's nothing there that creates an emotional attachment with the reader, whilst the reader is actually searching for some kind of emotional attachment. Like, you know, are you like me, or what is it there here that can make, you know, me identify with you? So I took those ideas, and I know that our like Meet the Team page and shit is one of the most visited pages on our website, and I know that people look at it before making a buying decision. So I have now written a Why Deepak Founded Pearl Lemon page, and I'm talking about basically my journey and they say that, you know, it's about identification, so there needs to be some kind of vulnerability works well, you know, the hero's story, but the idea of placing the listener, the reader, as the hero. So therefore, it's, you know, we're Yoda, but the reader is Luke Skywalker. So in the instance of Calder, you know, you'd be Yoda, the listener, the user of your product is the hero at the center of the story, because that's what most people get wrong with ultimately all of their brand messages. They make themselves a hero, but that's not the idea. So I've written a story talking about my journey through music and how I didn't really fit in. I became a bit of a laughing stock when I first recorded raps because it didn't make sense, and I had to kind of transform myself to find a place where I fit. But within that journey, I began to recognize that the part of it that I enjoyed more was that transformation. And as I built my business, Deep Impact Recordings, and I recognized that I enjoyed the process of building and building things and building out the business, I saw that kind of vulnerability, and I saw that desire that the musicians that came into my studio had, that these were people who were working extremely hard, had a talent that they were really passionate about and were trying their best to find a way to give it a voice in the world. And that was what really led me to, over the years, always coming back to trying to create that transformative experience for others, because I think that there's magic in that, in giving people who have a really important message that deserves to be shared a platform to enable them to share it. And that's why I started Pearl Lemon. So that's what I'm using now for my brand story. And I thought I'd share that with you.
I think that's amazing. And thank you for the share. Off the back of what you said, I think you shouldn't. Part of me is thinking it doesn't tie into SEO as much, but I understand how the transformation happens. So I'm kind of thinking like the story is like, I don't know, take it with a pinch of salt. Hang on, let me just change rooms. One second.
Yeah, no worries.
So take this with a complete pinch of salt.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe adapt it if it works. So I'm thinking, One thing that was hugely transformational in people's lives was like when you did the tutoring, when you did Meet My Tutor. And I'm just wondering if it's like you take the story of, I love the, you felt like you wanted to kind of create music, and you saw you had more fun actually in the process of the creation. So you set up Deep Impact Recordings where you help people realize their dreams. And then you even took that a step further. You saw, children wanting to have a better education and seeing that transformation there. And then you've gone wider. So you've gone from like adults trying to do their dream. And
yeah.
Then you've gone from children trying to transform their lives and their future lives. And then you're looking now at businesses and transforming their lives. Transforming
yeah.
business life. And that's the the hook throughout. It's like, you've got individual to child.
I'm going to do this, mate, because I think you've got a lot of value to add with this, because this is going to become one of the most visited pages on my site. I know it will, because that's what people look at. I've just shared with you what I've written. If you can scan it and then just give me some comments as to how you'd maybe adapt it, morph it, or change it, I'm very open to everything you've said. I think it makes a lot of sense. And if you have time, and also I hope, because it might become useful for how you think about the Cowder story and what message that you want to communicate, and how you then, of course, identify with your audience. If you could just have a look at it and write maybe some comments on the Google Doc, that'd be awesome. Is that okay?
Of course. I'm not going to be able to do it today.
Yeah, of course.
If I can see 5 minutes here and there, I'll take a look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nothing major.
I'm just in the back of usability testing.
So oh, mate, no worries. I thought I'd share this with you. Yeah.
No, amazing. I'm going to share this. I'll tell you what I've been up to once when I'm done today, or when I get a break in a minute. I'll have a break. I'll just call you later on today.
Yeah, mate. Call me anytime.
All right, so
cool. All right, see you, mate. Okay, bye.